enhancement for a retiring member. This, the issue here being holiday pay and shift differential.
Okay, so here we have same process is going on. This happens to be a general member. We're talking about different differentials, but it's really the same issue. When we saw the differentials only in the final year, we looked closer, we asked the employer, you know, why this person received these in the last year. It turns out that it was because the person transferred to a different location. And at the jail, at the Martinez Detention Facility, which is open longer hours, clerks can work the second shift or, in this case, work on holidays to receive two items of pay that they never received earlier in their career. The amounts weren't huge, but when you look at the amount in the final year compared to previous years, we flag it as something to look at. Once again, we don't think this is anything we could exclude under the stay order, but it could possibly be something that could be excluded as payment under two things. I mean, this person, once they did the transfer and started working on the holidays, they're working on days that they're working hours that not everyone in that greater class needs to work. You could look at it as overtime. The issue is that the pay code they use is not an overtime pay code. It's a holiday pay code. And the other issue is that, you know, did this person do this transfer and work on these holidays intentionally to receive a higher pension? Because, of course, as we know, I mean, when you receive that pay in your final year and we take that average and we multiply it by all years of service, basically you're getting a pension that gives you credit, basically, for working those hours in every year of your career. Are there any questions on this one?
You put amounts on the other one. You didn't put amounts on this one in the sense of how much it was for.
Yeah, I guess I did.
To receive the average amount stuff. I don't think we're talking much here.
No, we are not talking much. Oh, I do know that the person worked basically four holidays. Mm-hmm. So received 12 hours of straight time pay for those four holidays. It's definitely not much when you, sorry, I didn't include the numbers. I can get them for you, but.
But my concern is we have to start looking at where they're working also. Yep. Like this person is working at a 24-hour facility. Like somebody at the hospital, a clerk would be working at a 24-hour facility where the shift differential is a negotiated item in the MOUs too. Yep. That we got to look at. And the employee is going to have to deal with that, I think, versus us dealing with, oh, they get a shift differential. I mean, they transfer or they're assigned to a certain area that's 24 hours. Do you look at the groups? Like, did you pull other people that worked in that classification in the same, say, the same jail or at a 24-hour position to see if, what's the difference?
I didn't for this individual.
Yeah.
But
like even the lieutenant one.
I mean, I'm not sure if you were to determine, okay, this is maybe this was done to enhance a benefit. What criteria are you going to use? Are you going to compare it to what the same person made in the past? You're going to compare it to other people at the same location or everyone in the greater class? You know, we haven't really gotten that far yet.
Okay, because I mean that's what we're going to have to start looking at. The people in that area or in that class work there. What's the difference? How much are they bumped up? Or is everybody the same?
Right, but then you're saying that somebody actually has a right to work their entire career somewhere else, not working the holidays, transfer in their final year, work the holidays. The person was scheduled to work those holidays. That was a normal required schedule.
Well, I'm just looking at the difference from year one and look at year four.
Right.
Or I mean, that tells me they had to be working holiday someplace. They didn't
This individual didn't work much extra but received a pay cut. Uh-huh. So by working those holidays in the final year, brought him back up to cover the pay cut.
Sure.
Well, and in this instance, they only began working there October 13th, and I can't tell when they retired. It looked like, just say in the last few, you know.
And was this a tier three or a tier one employee?
Tier three.
Did they use the final 3 years, the average?
Tier one and tier three use final 1 year.
Yeah, they were hired.
Tier two, I meant, I'm sorry.
Tier two, they came out in 99.
99, so they were.
Why did you pick these two?
These are the ones that showed up with the.
So what happened was the portion of the pension legislation that required an adoption of a policy and ongoing monitoring of retirements to see if there are enhancements, that was done. That is still in effect. That's not part of the stay. So we adopted the policy. Kurt and his staff implemented this process that is like a filter. We don't pick and choose anything. It filters out things that, like in this one, pay items that are only included in your final average salary period, whatever that is, 1 year, 3 years. That is, that comes up in the filter, and the board directed us to bring that before you each time that happens, even though the stay in the current lawsuit prevents the board from excluding these items. So this is an ongoing educational process, if you will, to see that we have a policy, we've implemented the process, and it raises great discussion about, is this an enhancement? Maybe the board thinks that this isn't an enhancement that should be excluded. Maybe in other cases you think that it is, and we'll have to go through that case by case and look at facts and ask questions, just like Louie's doing right now, and get answers from the employer, from the department, from the employee, from the MOU, and come up with a decision.
Were they randomly picked, or did you?
These are the ones that came out. We check every individual retirement.
Kurt, you use a baseline. This is the baseline for a person that, say, a clerk, experience level clerk. This is the average that they make. Now this person is here.
No, he looked at the shift differential in that last year.
Comparing what that person earned in that final period compared to what that same individual earned in prior periods.
Right. My question, Randy, did a bunch come up and they handpicked these two, or are these the only two?
These are the only two.
Okay, right. That's what I wanted
to get at. Sir, correct me if I'm wrong, our policy now says that when we have a situation, was there some percentage of when it's over a certain percent higher? And
we said everybody.
Not at the moment.
Yeah. That was
okay. So we're going to continue to see these cases come before us over time. And at some point, we hope soon that we have a resolution of AB 197 and our ability to do something about these items.
Correct.
Right.
You could do something about these items to exclude them, or you could determine, well, this holiday pay is silly. Of course, they worked it. They were required to work it. Stop bringing us these holiday pay ones, or, you know, we can go either way.
Well, that's when it comes down to the employer and the MOUs to negotiate. This is not going to be compensationable no more.
Well, in this one, there's no identification of the employee.
No.
Well.
So, when the stay is over is when we're really going to have to make decisions. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have no discretion.
Right.
If there was no stay, these look both reasonable. No, it didn't look like they were. In fact, it wasn't even the whole last year. It was just a portion.
Portions, yeah.
There will
I like that these are coming forward and that we're seeing these.
There will be a category that we don't have to exercise discretion on. For example, anything outside normal working hours, you don't have to make a determination that it's done for enhancement. That in AB 197 is specifically out. So if it's outside normal working hours, those standbys, on calls, callbacks are going to be out. Other ones, the board will have discretion to say, you know, in this situation, somebody did it only to enhance the benefit. That'll be a judgment call of the board. None of this can we do until the stay no longer is over our heads.
There's no action required on this.
No action required on this.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you,
Karen, again.
Yeah, thank you.
Very helpful. Item